Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
I love segments like this. For people that have hypochondria like me, as you would say, Michael, no, I'm only joking. We're talking about brain health. It's very important in today's world.
It is. And as you know, it's the most vital organ.
I didn't know that, but I now do know that. I thought your heart was. We've got a psychologist, brain health and thinking, lovely Dr. Lee Hodder's joining us. How are you, Doctor?
I'm well, thank you.
Now, you've worked up a series of workshops, haven't you, in and around brain health?
Yes, I have, and also thinking styles, because we need to get out of the rut of how we normally think.
And it's interesting, some of the guests we've had on Mind Food Radio, you know, they've talked about, you know, what happens in your 20s and your 30s and 40s, but they've all said as we get older, the mind is the most important thing that we should really focus on in terms of, you know, general intelligence and development. For Mind Food, that's what we're all about in terms of smart thinking. Tell us a little bit about the brain health that you specialise in.
What I've discovered is a very scary statistic, is that by 2050, there's going to be a 254% increase in degenerative brain diseases.
Wow.
In Australia. And it's primarily because we have an ageing population and also because of our current lifestyle. So given that the brain is the most vital organ in the body, and without it, we basically will fall to the ground and not be doing too much. Mm. I decided to come up with a workshop to improve people's brain health.
We're seeing a lot more of anxiety and depression and stuff like that coming through these days. Is that a sort of prerequisite to what the future is going to be like?
Yes, they say that depression will certainly be on the increase over the next few years, as will things such as Alzheimer's and senile dementia.
You're kind of at the other end of that, though, aren't you? You're sort of trying to help people before perhaps they slip into that depression or have those
Absolutely.
Issues.
Mm. Absolutely. No, my workshops are aimed to reduce the likelihood of those sorts of brain diseases occurring.
Tell me about, in terms of our brain, what are some things that we can do to make our brain more healthy?
Oh, there's lots of things. We can eat all the foods that we're supposed to eat for a healthy body. The brain loves potassium, which you find in bananas. It needs the omega-3 fatty acids, which, of course, fish is traditionally called brain food.
Mm-hmm.
It also needs carbohydrates. So to all those people who are on the low-carbohydrate, high-protein diet, yep. I wonder why they're thinking fuzzy, that would be why. It needs oxygen. Plenty of it, so for all those people who smoke, they need to stop.
Mm.
We need a lot of water. The brain's very fluid, and it's a terrible term, but it slops around in the brain pan, and if we lose as much as, as 1% of our body fluid,
yep.
Our brains actually start shrinking, and that's why we get fuzzy thinking and headaches.
There are three little things we can do. How important is exercise? We talk to a lot of doctors here and they say exercise is a key, another area for your brain.
Very much so. Physical exercise, which of course is going to increase your oxygen to your brain, and also mental exercise in the form of doing crosswords or Sudoku or learning a new language or just doing something different.
And sleep is so important, isn't it?
Oh, very much so.
From your point of view, Dr. Lee, what are some sleep techniques that we can be really doing to help our brain just stop and switch off?
Okay. We need to understand that sleep comes in 90-minute waves. So if you miss one, get up and do something really, really boring. And then when you feel that next sleep wave coming on, if you're an insomniac, try and catch that one in. We need to understand that watching TV and playing with your computer till late at night, all that does is signal the brain that it's time to be awake.
Dr. Lee Hodder, thank you very much for your insights in terms of brain and its potential. And thanks for being on today's show.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.